Would you like to know how to prepare yourself for your eternal judgment? Would that be a useful thing? We're all going to be judged, every one of us. That's told to us in the scriptures all the time. How can we prepare for that moment? Well, it's explained to us today in the readings. We prepare to be grateful to God for everything He has done for us. You prepare to have that conversation in gratitude to God for all the gifts He's given you, the gift of life, the gift of love, all the gifts that you've received. You foster that gratitude and you're pretty well preparing yourself for that moment of judgment. It's a whole lot better than going in with complaints. In the gospel, Jesus healed 10 lepers. All 10 were cleansed of their leprosy. Only one was grateful. Only one was saved. He was a Samaritan, a foreigner, it says. He was cleansed of his leprosy just like the other 9. But he was grateful and returned to Jesus to show his gratitude. His cleansing led him to faith. His faith led him to gratitude. And in faith and gratitude, Jesus saved him for all eternity. So here's the question. Would you rather be cleansed or saved? In the first reading, Naaman, the pagan military officer, comes to the prophet Elisha seeking to be cured of leprosy. Interesting parallel between those two readings. Elisha sends him to bathe 7 times in the River Jordan. Naaman is completely cured of his leprosy, and his skin becomes like the flesh of a little child. And Naaman undergoes a conversion and disavows his pagan gods, saying, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." That's a conversion. And Naaman was grateful to Elijah, and he offers Elijah a generous gift. Elijah teaches us a great lesson. Elijah refuses the gift. And Elijah assures Naaman that the healing came from God, and only God should receive Naaman's gratitude. That's the lesson for us. Faith and gratitude to God. We should all be grateful. We should be particularly grateful for the most basic thing we have, our life. And grateful for human life in general. All human life. God tells us we were made in His image and likeness from conception until our natural death. God gives human life, and only God can take life. We forget that. God gives, God takes away. That's the Catholic Church's teaching. We don't take life. As your pastor, I am very concerned about creating a ministry of life, a pro-life ministry here in the parish. But I'm much more concerned than building a specific ministry. I'm much more concerned about building a culture of life in the community. I really don't care that much about a specific pro-life ministry. right now. What we need to create is a foundation of a culture of life. And from that, I believe the Holy Spirit will raise up all manner of pro-life ministries. We have to build a culture of life here in the parish. And over the last couple of years, we've done a lot of work in that direction, attempting to take a broader view of life. A pro-life culture is much more than simply an anti-abortion ministry or a crisis pregnancy ministry. Those positions are important, and they're within the teachings of Catholic Church. But a pro-life culture sees all life is precious, and that we should be grateful for all life from conception to natural death. However, pro-life, in order to be that way, has to be really more pro-family. And so what we've done in the last couple of years, and I'm glad to see Louisa back here with us, she was the architect of this for us in our ministry, was making about a 2-degree shift in the pro-life compass to make it pro-family. And all of a sudden, that changed everything. It made everything that we were doing take on a bigger, more important reason. And it increased the attendance and participation in the parish once pro-life became pro-family. Everything else is in there. All the anti-abortion and the crisis pregnancy ministries, they're all in there. But from the perspective of the family, it's in a healthy family that children should be born and raised and formed, and the sick and the elderly cared for, and the gift of life taught within the family. It's in the family where we should teach about the dignity of life, the dignity of lepers, and all of life's disadvantaged and marginalized, and our responsibility to all of them. Families should teach the beauty of life and the horror of abortion, assisted suicide. A couple of years ago, we entered into a very unique partnership, a parish with St. John Paul II Life Center here in town, and Vita Clinic, a Catholic clinic with Catholic medical facilities, obstetrician. We asked them to help us build up our pro-life ministries here at Sacred Heart Parish, and they were very generous with us. And we had the advantage of having Louisa DePoe working on our staff here in the parish to help coordinate the program, and she organized the first pro-life, pro-family fair last year. Now, Louisa, unfortunately for me, has moved on to become the director of pro-life ministries for the entire Diocese of Austin. That's good for the diocese. And now Sister Olga has come and stepped into Louisa's position. She's now in charge of our parish pro-life program. And this weekend we're going to have the second pro-life, pro-family fair. Now, Louisa's still helping us, and you're going to see her here all day long tomorrow. Last year's event was so well received and so well attended that it grabbed the attention of every pro-life agency in the area. And so this year, we have every pro-life and many of the pro-family agencies in the entire diocese here. We have over 25 exhibitors coming here tomorrow to our cafeteria from 9 a.m. to 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, this invention of Louisa's is the only pro-life fair ever held in the diocese, and I don't think I would be wrong if I said anywhere in Texas ever, and probably not in the United States. A pro-life fair, think about it. How many of you have ever attended a pro-life fair that wasn't here? How many of you attended the pro-life fair here last year? Raise your hands. That's not enough. This is for all ages. This is for all families. Imagine the opportunity to walk in a room and see every single pro-life agency working in anywhere in the diocese. And you can see them all at once. In 15 minutes, you can see them all. And up on the stage in the cafeteria, Dr. Jeremy Kalamaridis, a board-certified obstetrician, Catholic obstetrician who works at Vitae Clinic, will have all day volunteer pregnant women, his patients, and he will be doing live ultrasounds, showing real-life babies in the wombs of their mothers on a giant screen. That's life. The founder of the John Paul II Life Center says it only takes 1/5 of a second to form an impression. And you should have seen the children last year when they walked in and saw these pictures of these babies. Now, the babies were only this big, but they were sucking their thumbs and tugging their ears and elbowing their mamas and doing amazing baby things. And it became a baby. And it changed everything. Go to the fair tomorrow. Go out of your way. Come and see it. Spend 15 minutes. The Movimiento Familiar outside will be selling tacos. We're not going to have them up here tomorrow. We're going to have them down below. And people will be signing up for the Christian Family Movement, which is a beautiful pro-family ministry. And I urge all of you to attend the fair tomorrow. We need a culture of life here in the parish. And from that, the Holy Spirit will raise up all kinds of activities. Babies and old people are not lepers needing to be cast out. Babies are our future. And strong families, faithful families, raise outstanding babies. Thank you.